Welcome to this week's edition of The Green. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Earlier this month, Philadelphia Energy Solutions, which operates the East Coast's largest refinery complex in South Philadelphia, filed for bankruptcy. That move has some at PFB Energy's Delaware City refinery raising red flags, saying the primary issue causing Philadelphia Energy Solutions' financial woes is also a problem for the First State refinery. That issue is federally mandated renewable fuel credits the refineries need to purchase, called renewable identification numbers, or RINs. What are these credits, and are they really causing dark financial clouds to gather over Delaware City? Contributor John Hurdle delved into this issue for us. His piece is available right now at DelawarePublic.org, and he joined me earlier this week to discuss what he found. Well, first off, can you give us a kind of thumbnail sketch of what these renewable identification numbers, or RINs, are and how they work?
Well, they are a mechanism that the federal government has set up in order to force producers like Delaware City Refinery to ensure that the specific quantities of renewable fuels are being produced. This all stems from something called the Energy Policy Act of 2005. So companies like Delaware City Refinery that can comply with this renewable fuels standard, either by producing the actual fuels like ethanol, or else by buying credits. Now, Delaware City Refinery sells unblended gasoline to distributors. It doesn't produce its own ethanol, so therefore it's got to buy these so-called RINs from other producers that actually do generate those things.
And so what's the issue been for refineries like Philadelphia Energy Solutions, which just declared bankruptcy, and PBF's Delaware City Refinery with these RINs?
The issue is that the RINs are hugely expensive, Delaware City Refinery says that they're spending between $75 and $85 million a year. They've been doing that since 2014 as a result of the very sharp inflation in the price of these RINs. And the reason for that is these tools are traded on a secondary market, and they're subject to speculation, which in turn is driven by what the market thinks the Environmental Protection Agency is going to do, what their policy is going to be going forward. And so all of this has driven the price of RINs to many, many times higher than they were when they first started trading. For a number of years, they were just trading at around about 5 cents each, and they went up as high as 145 each in 2013, and they're now back down to around about 65 cents, but that's obviously very much higher than they were originally, and that that companies like Delaware City Refinery were used to dealing with.
You mentioned that the cost that Delaware City Refinery is incurring right now. How big an issue is this, if you put that in perspective, for the refinery right now and going forward?
Well, I think that they will tell you that it's really a huge issue. The Delaware City Refinery has been playing this card very prominently for quite a long time now, but the recent bankruptcy filing by Philadelphia Energy Solutions, which is a much bigger operation than Delaware City, the bankruptcy filing last month is being used by Delaware City as an indication of what might happen to them. And so, you know, what the folks at Delaware City will tell you is that they are, I guess, rattling all the cages they possibly can at both state and federal levels to try to get some relief for this from the EPA.
And what is the relief they're seeking from EPA?
Well, you know, it's not clear what the specific policy actions are that they're seeking, but what is clear is that it's the PBF will say that this is their by far their biggest priority in terms of their representations to the federal government. They say that they've had conversations not only with the Trump administration but also with the Obama administration, with the EPA itself, and they're hoping that they're going to get some relief as a result of representations by the Delaware congressional delegation.
I was going to say, you mentioned they were rattling cages, and locally that has included the local political leadership and the Delaware congressional delegation, correct?
That's correct, yes. I'm told that the governor has recently written to the EPA Administrator Pruitt on this. There's also been representations by Senators Carper and Coons and Representative Blunt Rochester to the Federal Trade Commission, alleging or asking that body to look into this market trading of RINs, which PBF says is actually fraudulent.
And what's the argument for these credits and keeping them in place as is?
Well, the original idea was to reduce the amount of fossil fuels that gets burned in transportation fuels, in heating oil, and in jet fuel. And the system was set up by the federal government to allow the government to monitor the actual use of ethanol, and so these RINs are actually a specific number is assigned for every gallon of ethanol that's produced. I guess the other argument that's used in favor of them of these RINs, and this is I guess not surprising, it comes from renewable fuel producers such as corn growing regions like Iowa, and of course they support any measure that would increase the production of those fuels.
Any indication what EPA may do here?
Not so far. The Delaware City Refinery says that EPA was considering some relief last year, but has now rolled back on that, and they've put in place what PBF refers to as an overly aggressive renewable fuel standard for this year. They're saying that PBF, that is saying that this is, again, because of pressure from the renewable fuel lobby.
And the Delaware City Refinery, John, also recently suffered another setback in court. Can you quick tell us about that and the potential impact there?
Yeah, well, this is kind of a separate issue in that for a couple of years now, the Delaware Refinery has been seeking permission to set up to increase its so-called transshipment operation of ethanol to other East Coast refineries. And what that means is that they would have what they would like to do is to store and ship about five times the amount of ethanol that they currently do to these other refineries. A couple of environmental groups are saying that the plan violates the Coastal Zone Act, and a state board recently refused to hear that the group's appeal against that. But this goes to the setback that the refinery has had. A state judge recently basically sent the case back to the board for another hearing on whether these environmental groups have standing to bring their case. So I think what we can conclude from all that is that, this is one more setback, albeit a procedural thing, in the refinery's efforts to expand that operation.
Thanks to contributor John Hurdle for joining us on The Green this week. Again, you can find his full story on how these federally mandated renewable fuel credits could impact Delaware City Refinery's future right now at DelawarePublic.org. And stay with us. We'll hear from a dreamer at Delaware State University about the ongoing fight over DACA and immigration, and examine one piece of the battle to combat the opioid crisis here in the first state. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.